In 1989, George H. W. Bush became president. His Springer Spaniel, Millie, soon became famous as the first presidential dog to write a book. With words and photos, the book explored a pet's life at the White House. Of course, First Lady Barbara Bush actually wrote the book, but she gave the credit for it to Millie. Bill Clinton came to the White House without a dog. He and his family had a cat named Sox. After President Clinton was reelected, he received a chocolate Labrador retriever as a gift. He named the new first dog Buddy. Buddy was hit and killed by a car in 2002. Caption: Buddy arrived at the White House after President Clinton's daughter Chelsea left for college. In 2001, George W. Bush arrived at the White House with a Springer Spaniel named Spot. The dog's mother was Millie, the Springer Spaniel that belonged to his father, President George H.W. Bush. Since Spot had been born at the White House, he became the first dog to live at the White House with two different presidents. Spot died in 2004, a few weeks before his 15th birthday. The second President Bush received another dog as a gift soon after coming to Washington. Barney was a Scottish terrier, like the famous Fala. Barney won his own fame as the star of several movies. The idea was to show the White House from Barney's point of view. A camera crew followed Barney around. The crew crouched down to Barney's height. The videos of Barney were put on the internet. Caption: President Bush, Spot, and Barney enjoy walking across the White House lawn.